North Adams, Massachusetts, has its first new mayor in almost a decade. After his 2017 election victory, Tom Bernard took office in January, just around the time skydiving business owner and convicted rapist Alex Kelly's bid to lease space at the North Adams Airport began to make waves at the city's airport commission meetings. In the wake of the controversy surrounding Kelly's involvement with the public airport, which culminated in the city leasing him space at June's commission meeting, residents have raised questions about management of the facility and the city's role in shaping the decision-making around it. The commission is due to meet again on Tuesday. In a conversation with WAMC, Mayor Bernard says one of his first moves regarding the airport was to install two new members to its commission, Dean Bullitt and Mark Morandi.
I can't speak to how other people have done it in the past. Certainly, aviation experience is highly desirable, but given that my immediate understanding was that there were sort of management and operation issues, I was really looking for people who had good practical management skills, who would, as commissioners, look at things with a clear eye, ask good questions, and understand the structures that they're operating under with regard to FAA guidelines, for example.
Roughly at about the same time you assumed office, some aspects of this story emerged with Mr. Kelly's bid to get space at the airport. At what point were you aware of his presence and the sort of kerfuffle over leasing it to him that sort of emerged back in February?
Well, again, it's important to remember, and I think this came out in your most recent story, that the initial approval and the initial connections began in 2016. So Mr. Kelly was present at the airport prior to that. So it was really a question at that point of stepping into negotiations with him over the specific leasing, and those decisions were made based on what the FAA allows the commission to consider, specifically aviation use and adherence to guidelines and regulations. And I know this has come out in some of the other reporting around this, but the commission has to act within what's called allowed use. And what we have to be mindful of is that if we're not meeting our obligations to what the FAA requires, we do face the potential of fines. We potentially face the withdrawal of future funding. And it's important to note that about 90% of all the funding for the airport does come from the FAA, including some significant past investments.
What was City Hall's role in providing advice to the Airport Commission on these deliberations as they proceeded?
I would say that the role was being the conduit to FAA. So if there was a question about what was allowed use, it was the administrative officer being the person who was connected to the FAA to get information about what was allowable. It's also important to note that this all came about at the time that the Airport Commission had taken up the task of updating and standardizing leases across the board. There was some inconsistency in how leases had been written in the past, and so the question of leasing to a particular business early in 2018 intersected with the process of getting the leases updated, reviewed, and standardized. So, some of the back and forth on this was the work of getting good documentation, getting good processes in place.
At the Airport Commission's June meeting, there was talk of new terms and conditions for leases at the airport. Well, when can we expect to learn more about those terms and conditions for those leases?
I think they have to be finalized and reviewed. So again, the the discussion in June was about entering into the lease. So once the terms are settled, they would be. Then the question of what does it say would be germane.
There was concerns brought up at that meeting about liabilities surrounding having someone with Mr. Kelly's record in a position where he has access to security codes and public bathrooms. Do you feel like there are legitimate liability concerns around that issue?
Again, this speaks to process and some of the things that the city and the commission have been doing. So standardizing leases is one of the things in order to treat everyone equally. I think as you've seen through your reporting, one of the things that the city has done as we've looked at a management issues over the past couple of years is improving the internal controls around leasing and other operational issues. But we're also taking steps to address security issues. So, looking at the installation of cameras at the airport just as a matter of good business practice, and then developing short and long term plans for airport management as we face a transition in that area. So the concerns that were raised are part of a larger conversation of management issues that we are tackling.
In terms of a public outcry surrounding this, if you had a message for the people who are sort of maybe still trying to understand what exactly happened at the airport in your community, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that there's a difference between what the airport commission can consider and what consumers and members of the community can consider. We've seen that just because a person has the right to operate a business, that's the matter for the commission. How successful that business is, how it operates, how many customers they attract, is not anything that's under the control of the commission. So, like any other business, I think we would imagine seeing consumers voting with their voting with their wallets the way they do for all kinds of reasons. People make decisions based on price. They make decisions based on location. They make decisions based on experience and reputation and reviews from other customers. And as with any other business, I imagine those are things that consumers will continue to do as they look at the businesses that operate at the airport.